السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم. أما بعد، أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي. سبحانك لا علم لنا إلا ما علمتنا إنك أنت العليم الحكيم. اللهم علمنا ما ينفعنا، اللهم انفعنا بما علمتنا وزدنا علما. All praise is due to Almighty Allah, the sustainer, nourisher and cherisher of the universe. Peace, blessings and salutations be upon our beloved master and leader, Habibuna Mustafa Rahmatul Lil Alameen Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. O Allah, we beseech Thee to increase us in our knowledge and to protect us from the deceptions of the Satan and the evil of our souls. Ameen. Ya Rabbal Alameen. It is indeed only the grace and mercy of Almighty Allah Jalla Wala that today, the 27th of Rabi'ul Akhir 1447, remember on Wednesday evening after Maghrib, we have to scan the sky for the new moon and crescent, and it's 27 hours old. So inshallah, with the grace and mercy of Allah, it will be sighted, and Thursday will be the first of Jumad al-Ula in Makkah Mukarramah, Madinah Munawwara, Palestine, Masjid al-Aqsa, in 1995-99% of the world, then it means 4 months left for Ramadan Mubarak, insha'Allahul Aziz. Let us recap our previous lesson and then we'll discuss today's lesson, Surah Yunus, chapter number 10, and verses 31, 32, and 33. Almighty Allah Jalla Wala teaches us on the day of Qiyamah, when everybody will be assembled and congregated, whether the person incremated his body or whether the body person drowned and was not retrieved or whatever happened, human being, jinn, entire creation, all will be assembled. Maliki Yawmiddin, Almighty Allah is the sole possessor, owner of the day of justice. That's the day of real justice. Then Almighty Allah will tell the mushrikeen, polytheists, idol worshippers, Makanakum antum wa shuraka'ukum. You just remain in your places, you and what you are worshipping. Fazayyalna bainahum. Then we will separate them, remember that. And then the worshippers will be one side, and those things they worship or those people they worship will be one side. وَقَالَ شُرَكَاءُهُمْ مَا كُنْتُمْ إِيَّانَا تَعْبُدُونَ. And those things that they worship, what will they say? Allah will give them the power to speak, all the stones and trees and whatever else. مَا كُنْتُمْ إِيَّانَا تَعْبُدُونَ. So you did not worship us, you must remember that, and we know nothing about you. So Allah is sufficient as a witness between us and between you. إِن كُنَّا عِبَادَتِكُمْ لَغَافِلِينَ. That surely we are unmindful of you worshipping us and so forth. Never did we tell you to worship us. Everybody had to worship Almighty Allah Jalla Wala exclusively. هُنَالِكَ تَبَلُّوا كُلُّ نَفْسٍ مَا أَسْلَفَتْ. Then on that day, تَبَلُّوا أَي تَخْتَبِرُوا أَوْ تَعْلَمُوا أَوْ تَزْهَرُوا. All these translations will work. So that day it will become manifest for every person, or every person will be put through a test. مَا أَسْلَفَتْ. What did you send forth? So what are we sending for? Dunya is Darul Amal, the place of action, and the year after, that is Darul Jaza, the place of reward and award or punishment. So this is the time, every minute, every moment, every second is precious. Don't kill time and don't waste time as majority of us do. وَرُدُّوا إِلَى اللَّهِ مَوْلَاهُمُ الْحَقِّ. And they'll be returned to Almighty Allah, who is the Mawla, who is the protector, the only true protector. فَنِئْمَ الْمَوْلَىٰ وَنِئْمَ النَّصِيرِ. Allah is the sole protector and the sole helper in the true sense of the word. And all these idols and whatever else, demigods, semigods they have made, وَضَلَّ أَنْهُمْ مَا كَانُوا يَفْتَرُونَ, they will leave them in a lurch, whatever they invented and fabricated. Therefore it is strange but true, there are 8 billion plus people on the earth today. 8 billion plus people, but more than 7 billion people are committing kufr and shirk. That is, they reject Islam and the fundamentals and the articles of faith of Islam. Or they are mushrikeen, ascribing, associating somebody, something to Almighty Allah. And for groups like that, Almighty Allah has said, there's everlasting doom and gloom. Chapter 33, Surah Ahzab, the coalition, verses 64-65. إن الله لعن الكافرين وعد لهم سعيرا خالدين فيها أبدا لا يجدون وليا ولا نصيرا. That those people were the kuffar, non-Muslims. Then Allah has already cursed them, deprived them of His special mercy, already prepared for them the furnace, the inferno, and the fire, blazing fire in Jahannam. Khalidina fi abada. They will dwell and stay there in that hellfire forever and ever, eternally. Everlasting doom and gloom. La yajiduna waliya wala nasira. They will not find a protector and a helper for them. Chapter 33, verses 64-65. Chapter 4, verse 48. Almighty Allah states, إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَا يَغْفِرُ أَن يُشْرَكَ بِهِ. Verily, Allah will never ever forgive those who committed shirk. They ascribe, associated somebody, something to Almighty Allah, the sane and mature. So they will never be forgiven. And then you get those people with Muslim names, but inside their heart is devoid of Iman. One person contacted me and said he came back from Umrah. Now they're allowing there, they have special photo, you understand, booths there in Medina Munawwara next to inside Masjid Nabawi. And you can go and take a photo and a pic and all that there. So imagine how much desecration is taking place of the holy lands. There in Makkah, Mukarramah, Sanama, Madinah, Munawwara, various Sanamas. Now they brought all the fitna right inside the masjid and so forth. So Pakka Kafir, Wahhabi, Najdi and Saudi. Allahumma ahlik ala Saud, kama ahlakta Adam wa Thamud. Allah decimate, destroy them, remember that. So that is what our stance is on all these issues. We need to be clear and not curry favor with anybody, any person, any organization, and any political party. Today in various parts of the world is Diwali. That is their business. It got nothing to do with us. For us as Muslims to get involved in any way, advertising, selling cards or whatever else, firecrackers and so forth, all haram, A to Z. Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam hadith, man tashabbaha biqawmin fa minhum, who mimics and imitates a people and a nation becomes part and parcel of them. Authentic hadith, Abu Dawood, Musnad Ahmad, man kathara sawada qawmin fa huwa minhum. You go and increase the numbers of a people, you become part and parcel of them. You say, no, I just go check the light display, the firework display. So authentic hadith and Musnad Abi Awana. So tomorrow you might wake up with a Jew or with a Christian or with a Hindu or with a Buddhist. Allah alone knows. So our Iman is not up for sale. And we can't be one day practicing what Allah says and Nabi alayhi salam says, and the next day we are practicing what Satan, Shaitan, Lucifer says. So we need to be very clear on these issues. Today's lesson, Surah Yunus, chapter number 10, verses 31, 32, 33. Qul, say you, Ya Rasulullah, or Mustafa, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, man yarzukukum min as-sama'i wal-ard. Who is sustaining for you? Who is providing for you from the skies? The rain that comes, the oxygen that comes, million, billion, trillion, zillion things come. What we know that we don't know and all these things. Who is giving you all that? Well, earth, all the fruit and food and all that, you must remember. And the flora and the fauna and the vegetables and so forth. Who is giving you? There's only one Razak. Inna Allahu wa Razaku dhul quwwatil mateen. He is the greatest and he was the best and the greatest sustainer, nourisher, provider. Dhul quwwa, the possessor of power. Mateen, very strong power, everlasting power. Show me one country can feed all their citizens for one meal. One lunch, everybody in the country, we the government will give you. The human beings and the animals and the other creation, the insects and the reptiles and so. Who can do the one meal? Allah Jalla Wala is feeding us. Million, billion, trillion, zillion meals, remember that. How many times have we inhaled and exhaled? How many times, you must remember, have we drank water? How many times have we eaten rice or whatever we love? You see that? So all that, Almighty Allah alone sustain us. Read two rakat salatu shukr. Allahumma laka shukru kullu, wa laka alhamdu kullu. Oh, Almighty Allah, all gratitude is for you. All praise is solely, only for you. Amma yamliku sam'a wal absara. And who is the possessor, the owner of the hearing faculty and the seeing faculty? The baby is born normal. So a handsome boy, so pretty and attractive, gorgeous girl. We take them in our arms and we kiss them and we embrace them. But Allah forbid, the baby is born, cannot hear or cannot see. Then what happens to those parents? They totally devastated. Imam Bukhari, rahimahullah, Muhammad bin Ismail, was born with vision and sight. But in his young age, he lost his sight. Ummul Bukhari was no ordinary mother. She cried and cried and petitioned Almighty Allah, Ya Allah, my son Muhammad bin Ismail, give him sight, O Allah. She sees Khalilullah, Nabi Ibrahim alayhi salatu salam in the dream. Go and look at your son, and he is 100%, you must remember, with vision and sight. Allah didn't give him sight only, Allah gave him basarat and basirat, gave him sight and insight, made him Amirul Mu'mineen fil Hadith, the greatest scholar of Hadith. There's no scholar in the world, in the Arab world or anywhere else, Muslim world. And if you say you're a scholar and you don't study Bukhari Sharif, so we must understand. So everything is in the control of Almighty Allah. Amma yamliku sam'a wal absara. Who is there to control and to possess the faculty of hearing and the faculty of seeing? So read this dua daily. Allahumma, read with me. Allahumma afini fi sam'i wa fi basari wa fi badani. Ya Allah, grant me afiyat, safety, comfort in my hearing faculty. Wa fi basari, in my vision and sight. Wa fi badani, in my entire body and anatomy, head to toe. Allahumma afini fi sam'i wa fi basari wa fi badani. Ya Allah, you grant me that afiyat, safety, comfort, protection. So only Almighty Allah can do that. You must remember. Hadith open, Mishkat, Mustad Ahmad, you will find this type of a hadith there. And if a person is deaf, a person is blind, then that's a trial and a test for that person there. And then he or she will have to exercise sabr and patience and cry to Almighty Allah Jalla Wala that he accept them for his deen, notwithstanding all the handicaps and challenges he or she has. وَمَنْ يُخْرِجُ الْحَيَّ مِنَ الْمَيِّتِ. And whosoever takes out the dead, you understand, from the dead, those who are alive. So you see that the chicken, and you see, you must remember, the egg, and you see the human being, and the semen, and so forth. And then from there, the human being is born. وَمَنْ يُخْرِجُ الْحَيَّ مِنَ الْمَيِّتِ. You see that? So now the baby is born, is alive. But what did it come from? That semen. The semen is dead. That sperm is dead. So Allah is showing us Qudrat Kamila, absolute sovereignty, majesty, authority belongs solely, only, exclusively to Him, Almighty Allah. وَيُخْرِجُ الْمَيِّتَ مِنَ الْحَيِّ. The mother is alive. She went full term, 9 months. She gave birth and stillborn baby. What a disappointment. How frustrated. How devastated she is. but Allah issuing you. O mother, O sister, not Allah's sister, Allah forbid, my sister, your sister. So you must remember that, so our women, that they'll be crying, but tomorrow on day of justice they'll be smiling. That same stillborn baby will come and intercede for you. He will be the big barrister and lawyer. Ya Allah, me, I'm not going Jannat. Why are you not going? Allah knows everything, past, present and future. What am I going to do in Jannah and Paradise? My parents are not there. Okay, you go and pull and drag your parents out from there. And they got Iman, Islam, and walk with them, go with them inside Jannah. So it becomes a blessing in disguise. You must remember that. Me and you, million, billion, trillion, zillion things we will never understand. It's beyond our perception, comprehension. So now Allah gives life from the dead and gives death from the life. You see that both ways the example works. And who controls everything in the cosmos, in this world, on this planet? Did you look at your sunrise this morning? Did you look at your sunset yesterday? Did you see the wind going from one corner to the other? Did you see the rain coming? So all these things here. Wa may you dabbirul amr? Is istifham inkar, a rhetorical question. And who is controlling all these matters and affairs? Whether it be the wind or the rain, whether it be the life and death, whether it be the occasion of happiness and sadness. Everything is controlled by Allah Jalla Wala. And if you ask the mushrikeen, the polytheist idol worshippers, فَسَيَقُولُونَ اللَّهِ, they will say, definitely it is Allah. So it shows from here, understand this point, it is Lataif al-Tafsir, that these people, they believed, the mushrikeen idol worshippers, Allah is the Khaliq, Allah is the creator. They believed in that. Allah is the Malik, the sole exclusive owner. They believed Allah is the Razak, the sustainer. So what did they not believe in? In Uluhiyat. They had to believe in the oneness, uniqueness of Almighty Allah. La ilaha illallah. La ma'abuda bihaqin illallah. Truly there is none worthy of worship but him, Allah. In that they did not believe. You call it uluhiyya. In the oneness and uniqueness of Almighty Allah, and you worship him only exclusively. Therefore me and you as mainstream Muslims, we don't allow ruku and sajda, bowing down and prostrating for anybody dead or alive. It can be a prophet and a messenger. It can be sahabi or waliullah. You can't bow down and make ruku, sajda. And then today you get the jahil peers. So chota peer, bara peer, sabse bara peer, paisa peer. You see that? It's just money making today. You must remember that. Say, man, to bahut bara peer sapko. Just go see how many women are kissing him here and there and where else, Allah alone knows. See how much money is going into his pocket. He is supposed to be connecting the people's hearts to Almighty Allah, but he is connecting the people to his pocket. Yu'minuna bil ghaib and yu'minuna bil jayb. So we're supposed to believe in the unseen, and this crooked three peers and all that, sheikh and murshid. So they are the ones who are the true scholars for dollars, and they're filling their pockets because the people are so ignorant themselves. وَمَنْ يُدَبِّرُ الْأَمْرِ. So who controls this universe? فَسَيَقُولُونَ اللَّهِ. They will say, Allah. فَقُلْ. So pose this question to them, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, أَفَلَا تَتَّقُونَ. So why don't you abstain and refrain? The first meaning, initial meaning of taqwa is abstinence. So to refrain from all type of vices and sins. So abstain from kufr, blasphemy, shirk, polytheism, nifaq and hypocrisy, you see that? فَذَارِكُمُ اللَّهُ رَبُّكُمُ الْحَقِّ. Hence that is your Allah, your sustainer, رَبُّكُمُ الْحَقِّ, your true sustainer, nourisher, provider. We just plant the seed and everything else Allah Ta'ala does. You see that? So that is the manifestation of the power of Almighty Allah Jalla Wala. The poet says, وَفِي كُلِّ شَيْءٍ لَهُ آيَةٌ تَدُلُّ عَلَىٰ أَنَّهُ وَاحِدٌ. That everything you will find a sign and a symbol in Almighty Allah Jalla Wala's creation. And they all are indicating to one thing, that Allah is one and alone. He has absolutely no power And these people got no power. Allah has all the power. فَعَالُ لِمَا يُرِيدُ So human beings, see America, what can they do? Floods come, hurricane come, typhoon come, but they still want to tell the world that they are a superpower. So Allah is showing them, you zero power. I got all the power. So that is he, human being, and governments wasting their time. فَقُلْ أَفَلَا تَتَّقُونَ You see, so why don't you have taqwa and true piety, Allah consciousness? فَذَٰلِكُمُ اللَّهُ رَبُّكُمُ الْحَقِّ That is your Allah. رَبُّكُمُ الْحَقِّ So he is the one, the sustainer, nourisher, the true one who's sustaining you. فَقُلْ So فَمَاذَا بَعْدَ الْحَقِّ إِلَّا الدَّلَالِ So what is there after the truthfulness? إِلَّا الدَّلَالِ But astrayness. Everything is there, the Quran Sharif is there. The practical Quran, meaning the practicing on it, shown to us by Mustafa, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam is in front of us in the Sunnah Mubarakah, and yet you don't accept. So فَمَاذَا بَعْدَ الْحَقِّ إِلَّا الدَّلَالِ So what is there after the truth is dawned on people إِلَّا الدَّلَالِ That they go astray, you must remember that they themselves and they lead others astray. فَأَنَّا تُصْرَفُونَ So where are you being misled and going the wrong way? So you see today people just follow their Bab Dada M. Karta Huta. Forefathers used to do that, so therefore we are doing that. So that's not a good deal. It won't be accepted in the court of Almighty Allah Jalla Wala. So we must know all these things there. Nobody is saying you must become an alim and a maulana and a mufti sahab and qari sahab. We are saying that the basics of Islam that every person must know. فَأَنَّا تُسْرَفُونَ Where are you being misled? كَذَلِكَ حَقَّتْ كَلِمَةُ رَبِّكَ Similarly, the words of your sustainer, Narisha, already proven, already approved. عَلَى الَّذِينَ فَسَقُوا Against those people who are the fasiqeen, against those people who have gone beyond the limits and so forth. So remember that عَلَى الَّذِينَ فَسَقُوا أَنَّهُمْ لَا يُؤْمِنُونَ That they won't bring iman. So that doesn't mean if a person we think he will not bring iman, then we mustn't make effort on him or her, the men on him and the ladies, the females, on his wife and daughters. So that is what Islam teaches us and so forth. And la yu'minun, because they want to follow their ego, their worm's fancies and desires. So may Almighty Allah Jalla Wala protect our iman, preserve our iman, make our death on iman. Tawaffani muslima wa alhiqni bisalihin. Ameen, ameen, ya Rabbil Alameen. Barakallahu feek. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.